remove the cell phones and any type of light on the device. Video taping and photography is strictly prohibited.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final edition of the Bleacher Talk Podcast. Please take your seats. The show will begin shortly.
I heard Chanda will be drunk the entire show. What a jolly fellow he is.
I heard that Josh has bought another yacht. He is insanely wealthy, is he not?
Word on my side of the town is that Jackson and Dylan are single once again.
Oh, great heavens. Was Dylan not to be wed by this year's end?
Keep your voice down, James. No one needs to know before Dylan himself can tell us.
Everyone, please find your seats. The show will now begin.
Spit on it, lather it up real good.
No!
It's just spits on the fingertips.
Hey, most of you smoke mates is dry rub. We don't put a binder on nothing around here.
If I'm not careful, I'm going to set a fire.
Oh, let me tell you what.
See Dylan back in the day with the corduroy pants. That motherfucker get to running. Smoke coming out of his ass the whole way running around.
I have no idea how I'm going to do this.
Fox. Is that the intro?
Three.
I will slap the shit out of you.
This was full about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Flaminia. Gonorrhea.
So should we go right into our updates?
Are we ready to talk about it?
I mean, go ahead.
I'm stoked.
Go ahead.
Freaking talk about it.
Well, I'll just.
It's the juiciest part of this whole podcast.
What I was saying earlier that I said I'd save before the recording was I went back and listened to our last episode and we did our predictions like normal, and you were like, okay. So we were 0-4 from last year. Let's make predictions this year. I can safely say we're 0-4 once again.
Except for even on Chandler?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good. I mean, Chandler doesn't count. We just always say he's not going to change, and he never does.
Fuck me.
So,
Chandler's, well, what about me? I mean, there's been updates in my life, obviously.
The only thing that's different about you is that you have tried to start other businesses, and they've failed miserably.
If we're going to be brutally honest.
Not even making fun of you. In 2021, you were like, I'm going to start real estate. And then that didn't happen. And then in 2022,
you did say that, didn't you? 2021.
You said something else, and I want to say it's I'm buying a yacht, but that's only because you said that.
Oh, that's what we joke about.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, your hands are tied with the bookstore anyway. So
that's true.
Did you have the bookstore last year?
We're going on.
I think that was
moved
actually
locations. Since
but we
then.
Have that's the big update.
I think
that
you had
moved.
Actually said that is that you were by this time next year.
Yeah, because that was
you
true.
Were gonna move.
December last year, we had just started looking and mm-hmm. talking about our new place.
You did mention that. You were like, hopefully we'll be in a bigger spot with the bookstore.
Yeah,
so that was correct.
That was right, because, I mean, it took 6 months. We didn't move until June, but, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the next.
He just realized it's expired.
It's like, man, this tastes weird. It's got a funky taste to it.
I know I didn't buy buttermilk.
Hey, are you supposed to chew this?
Clobber cheese over there.
Got to see it through.
I know it.
Got to see it through, my boy.
So, I guess we need to like start with Josh and work our way around.
Yeah, I've got
to start with Josh and then go to Chandler and then go.
Yeah. Chandler's already said his. Chandler's the exact same.
Chandler's
give him his.
Still working at the water board.
Tom.
Oh, Chandler, go ahead, buddy. I think you've got the least to say out of the four of us. What's happening?
Anything, any big updates.
I mean, let's be honest. What's changed in your life,
any
really?
I get. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, or if I need to spice my life.
No, it's probably, honestly, I'd rather be in your situation.
I don't know. I feel like I need to, like, you know, maybe almost have a kid and not, and then maybe get married and not, just spice my life up a little bit. No.
Oh man,
still at the old water board.
This podcast is gonna get thick.
I guess it's like juicy.
It's gonna get
thick with an extra K. Yeah, I'll get mine over real quick. Still at the water board. I got a new tattoo. Got my ears pierced.
You really are kind of going.
I just now noticed that your ears are pierced.
Yeah, I
guess like within the past week, Chandler has kind of gone through this early life crisis.
Because Chandler's like, shit, I'm about to do a podcast. I got to get some.
I got to do something. I got to have some kind of material to talk about in my life.
I like that.
I really do like that. Tattoo.
Appreciate it. Got a woman on the line. Maybe it'll work out. Been holding out for a while.
You gonna tell us about her, or are we gonna keep it secret? Until
I thought I did.
Did you say that while we already started, or was that before?
I don't think we'd started yet.
I think we did.
Well, you can cut that. We can just. Yeah, she just graduated from Auburn, engineering degree.
Oh yeah, we did talk about
that. Yeah, I think we'd already started. I mean, I knew you. Because
Josh
about
was
it.
Like,
"What 10-second Tom over here?"
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom.
But yeah. Other than that, Mom and Dad's house is almost going to be done. Every time we've done the podcast.
That's another one. That is another one.
Yeah.
Every time the podcast last year, we was like, yeah, maybe not much longer. December. Yeah, well, we got the floor done. The showers are getting done. Only thing we're going to have to do is like put some lights in and cabinets and fixtures and then moving them
in.
It's
going to be a big old house.
So
I think Dylan was the one who was like, maybe by this time next year, Chandler will be back on his own.
Yeah.
Not living with mom
and dad.
It's
close.
Anymore.
It'll be, I'm saying like mid-July, moved in completely.
Now, are they living with you?
Yeah, they're still living with me. This will be, they've been living with me for like 2 years now, which don't seem like it.
Mid-July?
No, January.
You said July.
Did I say
July? I was about to say, daggone, what's happened?
Yeah, I hope not.
Craig told me by the end of December, mid-January.
Yeah. Now, there's a good chance that it'll be done by close to the end of December.
Yeah.
Which ain't much more.
It's not ready to move in yet.
Moving in will be
2 weeks. You think it'll be almost done?
I mean, you never know. All we got to do is just the hardest part's going to be pulling cabinets in and getting all that done. But, yeah, other than that, everything's pretty much still the same.
Still at the waterboard.
Still at the waterboard. This coming up, May will be 3 years.
Dang, been there already.
Mm-hmm.
Any like plans to do anything different at the waterboard or
stuff's still the same. If a better opportunity comes open, then I'll give it a look. But right now, I'm content.
Happy where you're at.
I got benefits, so it's kind of hard to venture away from retirement and all that.
Yeah.
Pull the responsible card.
Your dad's at, what, 20?
17. You know, he lost all that time when he left to go sing.
Yeah.
So if he would have stayed, I think he could have
retired. Remember him telling me that not too long ago.
He had to start over.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, him, he loves his job. He'll stay there until they'll be willing him in. And he's going to have them Jerry curls still.
He's going to die in a ditch.
Yeah. Nah, he ain't dying in a ditch. He'll die on the side of the road.
He don't get in the ditch anymore. I was gonna say, he tells the other guys to go get in the ditch.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Is that all you had to say earlier?
I mean, the bookstore was obviously the big thing for us. We moved into a new spot that's four times bigger than our previous place, and it's in a probably the best location that you could possibly be at downtown. We got incredibly lucky that it worked out the way that it did. But and we have a coffee shop now. We didn't have that before. We barely had enough room for books where we were before. But yeah, we're moving and grooving now. And then I don't know if I've told them this actually, but here recently, me and Crystal started a new business.
Oh, I seen it on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's right.
The 5-day countdown.
We are officially launching a travel agency.
Yeah, for prostitutes.
Yes.
Whoa. Where do I sign up?
It's like DoorDash.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah,
or men. Whichever one.
Whatever fancies you. But yeah, so we're still kind of in the process of getting some stuff worked out. There's a
Whore-dash.
Lot of. Whoredash.
Whoredash. Whoredash. We could come
good.
Up with
that's
some
a good,
good
one.
Stuff.
I tried really hard right there.
I like
there.
That. It took you a minute, but you got there.
Whoredash. Yeah.
I like it.
I don't think you could pay them, though, because that's illegal, but you can give donations.
Yeah, sure.
Give tips.
Tips.
Tips. Yeah.
That might come back to bite you.
Literally.
A little half a gallon of milk over here.
How's that milk doing over there? still chewing it.
Please continue.
She was. Go ahead.
So yeah, I guess that's really
she had a whole bag of tater chips before she went down on you. That's what happened. Sorry.
It was the grease.
I ate some Sweet Baby Ray's potato chips right before this. I hope you like it. And I was like, God, that burns. But
hey, I kind of like it.
Carry on.
He's like, please. Did you grab the right sauce?
Onward.
Don't you get that sweet teriyaki? Onward. Aren't y'all, was y'all looking at land over on Whittemore?
Well, so I guess that's another thing. We bought some property.
Y'all did buy Whittemore?
No, we bought it in Heritage Hills.
Well, I knew that. But
yeah. Well, we did look at some land on Whittemore, but
when I think it was you or mom that told me that.
Yeah.
Y'all were thinking about doing it because they were asking where it was and asked me. But the way they got that set up now, I don't know if y'all would enjoy that.
No, I don't think it'd work out.
Because we got to put that in.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But I don't remember when I bought our property. I
feel like maybe last that year. Was
before our last podcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that's my biggest updates.
All right, so next we're going to go Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think I really have much more updates myself. So do we want to start with Jackson? I mean, I guess his is of the two.
It's the quickest.
Yeah, I mean, the less juicy, I guess, of the two.
I think it's – I mean, I could see it being somewhat juicy. I mean, because the question was almost there.
Right, but Dylan went on.
Dylan
had plans.
Yeah. Dude was like, yeah.
Dylan hired a videographer.
Come on.
Pretty concrete. Actually, I just got a free videographer.
Actually, you got a free cabin.
Actually, it worked out pretty good because I didn't have to go. But,
hey, that's what everybody said. Nobody was more thrilled than Craig West, my father. He was like, I didn't really want to fucking go.
I didn't want to drive 6 hours to do a free fucking video.
I told Dad on the phone, I called him, I was like, I'm just going to wait for Dylan to tell you. But, yeah, it got called off, and he goes, what? Thank God, because I really didn't want to go.
I think that was everybody. My mother said that.
I was mainly enjoying the bachelor trip.
That's what I was looking forward to.
Yeah.
I wish you would have done it just right after that. Because it was, look, I'm. I,
everybody get look, up there?
I respect your decision.
Are we going into Dylan's?
I respect your decision. We might as
well. Everybody's going to go ahead and go into mine. I think everybody knows what's coming.
Well, let's do mine because I don't think it's that important. But I'll say this. I respect your decision, what you did, but I wish you would have done it just a day after we got back from the bachelor party. Because you already
there's
did.
No way. He because already, that was the weekend of.
Right. Well, he already did her dirty. Why not just do it the day before?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right.
You're just a piece of shit.
That was my 10th reason right there.
Everybody got a 6-foot rope?
He'd fuck that up.
He'd call it off last week.
The rope would break.
He'd give up right before he does it.
This is great.
Why is it so hostile? It's never been this hostile. We have never went at each other like this before.
So I remember the predictions that we made for Jackson was that he was definitely going to be engaged for sure, maybe married by this time. So that was at least a year ago. So Jackson, what's going on?
What's new with you, buddy?
I'm not engaged.
I don't see a ring there.
Yeah, not engaged.
Not engaged and broke up.
Yeah, we decided to go our separate ways.
We did, or we? You did?
Is there a mouse in your pocket?
I smell a liar.
It's not what the phone call I got.
I don't think. Never mind.
Go on.
No. I can't.
But y'all got really serious.
Yes.
And there was a point where y'all were kind of planning on like, hey, if we get married, we're going to Columbia.
Yes.
Where I was going to marry them.
Right.
That was a topic of conversation.
That was kind of the caveat. Chandler was going to be the ministainer.
Which I'm kind of bummed out because that would have been a good trip.
That would have been an awesome trip.
Never been to Columbia, and that would have been the only reason why I went.
True.
It would have been fun.
Yeah.
I'll say that much.
You know, I respect you, and I respect your character and your decision.
Oh, my God.
But if you would have just you know, waited and done it the day before so we could have all went to Columbia first.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot more convenient for me.
Well, here's the thing, Dylan. None of that was actually planned. You know, none of that was
That's true. Jackson never got to the point of popping the question.
No.
Never got a ring.
No.
Right. Never got...
committed.
Never. Yeah.
I mean, we had definitely talked about it.
But just never went... there was
never
no follow
trigger.
Through.
Yeah. Never just quite got over that hump. Right. You know? Just...
So what happened? Just
did y'all grow apart?
Yes. We, you know, just... You know?
Yeah, sprouted different ways.
Sprouted in different
in
directions.
Different.
All right, let's just, you know, somebody say the elephant in the room. Who cheated on who? That's all I want to know.
Oh my God. Who was it? Who was it? Or was it both of you?
Hey, no, I'm going to drink some more. Yeah. Anyway, finish what you were saying, but kind of get distracted.
So y'all grew apart. You didn't agree to the pegging, so therefore...
Therefore, it was over.
That was it.
Yeah.
Because y'all moved in. Y'all basically lived together.
There wasn't no basically. We lived
together. Y'all lived together.
Yeah. We have
sharing power bills.
We had an apartment that we split. Yeah. Yeah. Everything that's
like
happened 70, to me. 30. Everything that's happened. Getting there towards the end. Yeah. But everything that happened to me this year was pretty shitty. I lost my job.
Oh, that is right. You did. So, okay. So, you were with down in front. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about you losing your job.
Because he's excited because he was like, I think by this time next year, Jackson will have a different job. He's right. He got a prediction right.
I am very excited. I got something right. I just didn't realize it was going to come in this manner.
Mine was right with D.
That's true. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So 2023 was a tough year.
I'll sum it up quickly.
What's worse, 2023 or 2020?
2023.
Okay. Because a lot of people died in 2020. I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't die.
Okay, that's good.
And nobody I knew died.
You almost did.
But just for me personally.
In 2020?
2023.
Oh. That's a Band-Aid compared to everything
that's
else.
True.
Just for me personally, 2023 was the worst year of my life. Mm.
But it's a growing year.
That's true.
You know, you learned.
Well, look, I lost my job. I lost my girlfriend. I'm about to lose my house. About to move back home. I don't have any money. But I found the Lord this year. Honestly. Like,
I mean, sounds
really,
like the best year of my life.
Really, like, truthfully, I really did. So.
Yeah.
Let me cheers to that.
Yeah. Star Wars cups.
Yeah, you like it? Straight from Disney. Sponsored by
but
Disney
the
World.
Thing is though I mean you I mean it could, I mean it's I mean it is
let's a be sh- real
it is a, it was a shitty year
it's a shitty of, situation
but that could happen to any of us
that's true
and yet you know we still love you
it's a crap hole situation but you're better off
it's true you'll look back next year and be like man
I'll just say from everything that happened from our last podcast to here now
complete 180
Complete 180.
I mean,
the
really?
Whole year was just a complete. I look at it as God just completely breaking me down to like absolutely bare nothing because I got broken down. Like I had the worst year of my life,
and it
like,
all culminated in a car accident.
And yeah, no funny. Like it all got washed away, and it all culminated into that accident that I had a month ago. Since then, you know. I haven't really seen my life go up from there, but, you know.
I don't think it'd go much further down.
Yeah, you know, you can't go down from where I was at.
I mean, it could get worse.
I was going to say, I mean.
But, you know.
It could have gotten worse, which is what I'm saying. Like, if she wasn't there or one of you guys couldn't have made it that night, I would be in jail right
now.
Well,
we would have because I told you. I was like, hey, let me know when you get home. And I never got a text message. And I was like, he probably went to bed. And then 5 o'clock that evening. Hey guys, gonna let y'all know. Got in a wreck last night. Me and Dylan were like, fuck.
I'm not gonna lie, it's probably good that you didn't call me. I would have been there for you, there's no doubt. But when I got there, I would have beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Oh, if he would have called any of us, he probably would have gotten a real good talking.
With my fist.
My foot up your ass.
But we live and learn.
Yeah, it could
it's
happen.
Not about how hard you get hit. It's about how you get hit, get down, get picked. What's that?
about how hard you can get hit.
It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Sorry, Sylvester. I've totally botched that.
Yep.
Oh, I do have another life update.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about it.
She's pregnant.
No. No.
Your mom's pregnant.
No, God, no.
Craig's cheating on Carl.
No.
It's getting weird.
I'm technically kind of
celibate.
I have been for a while.
not my choice.
Kind of a adopted big brother now.
Big brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Eli,
my little cousin.
Oh, you're the big brother.
Yeah. He's living with us right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a big change for me, living with my parents right
now.
And a 12-year-old.
See, I had no idea.
So I've had to, like, I would say grow up, but I've had to
mature a little bit.
You know, yeah. I have a young fellow.
You got somebody looking up to.
Yes.
Even if you don't want him to.
Yes.
You got somebody that.
I'll still tell him I whoop his ass.
Of course. That's your job.
Yeah.
But you are now an example to somebody.
Yeah.
So and now you're kind of like, all right, maybe I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. Or
it's made me look at a lot of things and like I'm more careful when I do stuff now. And
yep.
Just like with every, I mean, it just changes life in general. So I guess I'm kind of.
It's like fatherhood in a nutshell.
Pretty much. That's what it is. It's like. Because he got sick the other night, and I had to drive him to Jasper, and I was like, I really want to go to bed. And Mom was going to take him. I was like, I'll just take y'all. We got in the car, and he's like, you know, you're going to be a really good dad one day.
Mm.
And I was like. Mm.
Then he got out of the car, and Chandler started crying.
No, I just jumped out of the car.
Somebody cutting onions in here? Give me a
minute. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of a life update, too, at one. I mean, it's something for me to.
Because I was like, hey, bring him. Like, I've got an almost 12-year-old now.
Yeah.
Like, let him and Jack hang out.
They probably, he plays video games.
Yeah, play Fortnite. Hooked
the PlayStation back up.
Absolutely.
Starting to get back addicted to it.
Start playing Crash Bandicoot again.
Y'all have all upgraded and went to PCs and things. And
that's true.
I'm still sitting back in 2019.
Chandler can still build a log cabin on Minecraft. Nobody's business, though.
Dylan can still burn that fucker down.
I bought Minecraft the other night.
Hey, speaking of, I know this is like totally off topic, but just talking about that. The other day, there's this new update in Fortnite where you can like
Legos.
The Lego update. Yeah. See, Chandler's on board now.
Hey, I'm here.
But you go in there and you like.
I played it yesterday.
You like build stuff.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like you craft stuff and build stuff and all this kind of stuff. It's got some Minecraft feel.
It's harder
to it.
Than Minecraft.
But Harrison had been working on something for a while. And he left his controller down.
Uh-oh.
And Jack bebopped in there and blew it all to pieces.
Oh, man.
And he came in there so mad and upset. And I was like, what's Chandler doing right there?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey. It
makes me happy.
You just gotta grow up, man.
That's true.
Rebuild that thing.
Yeah, tough love.
Yeah.
Harrison will be better for
keep moving forward.
Yeah,
that's right. I didn't talk to Dylan for a year, but you know what? That was a firm moment in our relationship.
At least you didn't say I love you, Dad,
That was a building moment.
Building moment, yeah.
Growing between
Chandler
and Dylan.
You used to beat the shit out of him.
Chandler says that. I did one thing to Chandler, and he never let it go.
You used to punch me in the back, and I think that's a lot of the main problems why I have back problems now. Yeah. We'd be walking through Walmart, and I'd be like, I'd flick him on the shoulder, and he'd be like, oh, man, you know what?
Right in the spine.
Right dead middle of the spine. I'm like, yeah!
Right in the C2 vertebrae.
Yeah. And then I go to the chiropractor and go, did you ever get in a wreck younger age?
You got this like, one vertebrae that's dented in.
Yeah. Like one knuckle just hit.
Dylan
just
had a knack for hitting the same spot every single time.
And his dad would hit me in the nut.
The one thing that I take pride in doing to Chandler is the story that we tell every time. When I lived over in Hoover, we stayed in an apartment complex. So they had like the little peepholes on the front doors.
The haunted one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one? Oh,
the apartment.
Yeah.
And so Chandler would, like, if he ever came over the summer, he would stay like 2 weeks with us over there because, you know, he couldn't just come up anytime.
Yeah.
So it was over the summer and he came over and was staying, and one night we're hanging out and I'm like,
granted, my foot's broken. I'm in a cast.
Yeah, he's limping around on his cast.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And he, I don't know what made me think of it, but I go and like look out the door in that peephole and I'm like, what is that out there? What are they doing? And of course, Chandler, you know, being the gullible little 12-year-old, he is like, "Dude, what is it? What's going on out there?" And I
couldn't
see
hardly the people.
Yeah, he had to like get up.
Uh oh, well, we start talking about that haunted hotel.
Damn it!
Lights start flickering down here.
So I'm like, "Come here, buddy. Come look at this. Tell me what does that look like to you out there?" And so he comes waddling over there in his cast, and he gets up on his toes to see up into the peephole. And right about the time his face gets about half an inch from the door, I take the back of his head. He goes, "Whoa!"
Right. On one of them good metal doors. You know, you're living in Birmingham, you're gonna have metal, not wood. And there's a dent still in that door from my forehead.
Golly.
It feels like, "Can't believe you fell for it." I'm like, "Sorry. Thought we had something cool to look at across the hallway."
Chandler's like, "That was not Beast."
It was not Boss at all, dude. So anyways, his mom came and picked him up. He didn't come back after that.
I stayed. I wasn't no bitch. I just went in your room and cried for a minute.
He went in your room and took Axe body spray.
That was your ass.
I know.
Uno reverse card.
You know, that's weird, though. Like, you done it to me, and then I ended up slamming him against the wall.
Well, that happened first, and then you come over first, happened second. Yeah.
I was still living downtown at the time. Mm-hmm. So who we on? Is it spotlight time?
Well, is Jackson finished?
I mean, I wasn't done, but we just move ahead. On. I mean, no, I really didn't have anything else.
Are we gonna do? I guess we don't do predictions, do we?
We haven't done Dylan at all.
That's true.
Well, let me go peek.
We did predictions, and we'll be right back after this with the proud sponsor of Razors. Hey, bitch, hey, bitch!
Hey, buddy,
that piss was on the seat from you.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm not wiping it up.
When you piss on the seat, why don't you wipe it up and you flush the commode, actually?
That's your piss.
That is not mine.
Yes, it is.
I pissed on it earlier and I wiped it up.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Hey, guys, y'all know how we could fix this? Let's raise the lid when we take a piss.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll tell you that it wouldn't mind. You know why? Because I'll sit and pee.
Damn it.
So, therefore, he sat in the piss that's currently on.
No. I stood up because I wasn't sitting there. I'm not cleaning it.
I promise you on everything, I wipe mine up when I
was done. Well, I ain't been in there, so it ain't mine.
Well, it's only been the two of you in there since we got here. So
when I walked in
one
there,
of you, one
when
of
I walked
you dripped.
In there, there was some dribble on the seat.
So I'm
going
to have to clean yours up.
Hey, if it's mine, I probably wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
Get the pressure washer.
If it looks like clobbered milk, I wouldn't touch it.
Hey, is there giblets in it?
Is there cottage cheese on the lid?
Does it smell funky?
Funky?
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
I just
want
to piss in the shower.
Turn the shower on fire.
Did you piss on the lid?
Huh?
Did you piss on the lid?
No, I swear to God I didn't. I walked in there and that shit was on the lid. I swear. Because I clean myself.
I haven't been in there since I haven't went to the bathroom here. Because I know Dylan hasn't been in there.
Eli has a problem with pissing on
the
seat.
That's a boy thing.
And I sat down in it one morning.
Yes.
And the next, when he got home that evening, I said, "Look," I said, "I'm going to tell you one time. If you piss on a seat again and I sit in it, it's going to be like a dog. I'm going to put your face and wipe it around
the
lid."
I'm telling you, you use more toilet paper cleaning the toilet seat off.
So I don't do it.
It's awful, man. But you'll learn, like, I'm just going to give a safety wipe just in case. You know, just in case. I'm going to wipe it down. There may not be anything on it, but you just never know. So, all right. So, we've done Jackson. Jackson, I mean, is there any other updates? 2023 behind you. Looking forward to 2024.
Yeah, I'm excited about this new podcast we're starting.
Yeah.
We'll get
into that a little bit later. So, the grand gravitas here, old Dylan. Dylan's going to have to change his name for all the hurt that he put down on multiple people and their checkbooks.
Mm. His checkbook was hurting, too.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Dylan, last year, let's just recap here.
Please.
Last year, you were already engaged, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you were planning on a November wedding.
Of this year, correct.
Of this year, yes. Which would have been about a month ago from about where we're at right now.
Yep.
My birthday.
Yeah, Jackson's birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
my birthday day.
I remember thinking, man, that's a long time putting out that far. But y'all are like, nah, we want to push it out. Got to do some stuff. We want to do a, you know, up at Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge area, all this, that, and the other. Boy, have the turntables have turned.
Yes, they have, Josh. Yes, they have.
So, quit looking at me, will you? Because I can't hold it together.
Not only has 2023 been a rocky year for Jackson,
mm-hmm.
I'd say 2023 has been a little tougher on you too, buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
But
this ain't rough. This but, is that flood going by, and it's how's your life going, and that dumpster's on fire.
On fire in the flood.
Going in the flood.
Well.
Dylan, the floor is yours. Where's Kelly now?
She's in the bedroom. We've only been married now for a couple of weeks, so but
she's
I've
pregnant.
Already got her trained. Yeah. No, Kelly is back home in Virginia.
Still in Virginia.
Is she gonna listen?
Probably not. If so,
Kelly, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Listen, I never met her, so I have no qualms with her.
But that bitch can go to hell.
Oh, man.
My boy's never in the wrong.
He was not wrong. He called it off correctly. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
So, in July, I decided to call the wedding off. Mm. I Ooh. Broke things off. Yeah, I did.
What brought that on?
Do we have to go into like the details on why it came?
Yes.
Out?
Y'all asked me the same question.
That's true. We got
so
a
I'm
lot
just
of details.
Curious to see how Dylan deflects, like I do.
Let's go ahead and sit the microphones.
See if he's a good politician or not.
No, I mean there's just you know just a lot of differences.
Right. She was a dude.
Yeah. He's just.
I kept wondering why she wanted to wait till we were married before we pulled out our peckers.
Every time she hugged me, I got poked for some reason.
Little mushroom.
We hunting that cheese, Daddy.
Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
So you guys were engaged. Mm-hmm. She was moving down here.
She was already here.
She, mm-hmm. That's right. She was already
Clothes
here.
Clothes were in the dresser.
Mm-hmm. Y'all were going to live down here in the basement mm-hmm. for a while mm-hmm. until at some point down the road you found your own place maybe.
Correct.
And then what happened?
Technically, that was a trial run, right?
Yeah.
Not really. That sounds bad.
Was that part of it? Like y'all
Her moving
together?
Down here was like a... To
yeah,
see if it would
see
be
if
good.
She'd be able to handle it.
You got to think they never seen each other.
That's
like,
true. Regularly,
that is exactly what I said.
Yeah,
the reason why it didn't work out was because they spent their whole relationship long distance,
and
yeah. then they moved in together immediately, and it didn't work.
Jackson, well, how'd that work out for you?
Didn't work.
Yep.
Well, there was a lot of other things that happened in my life at the same time. So we got a lot going on, you know, the wedding is going to be up in just a few months and then this happens and like it was quick. Like mom's like, I mean, it came kind of out of nowhere. She's like, hey, you know, I'm decided I don't like where I'm at with work and I'd be a lot happier if I transferred here. You got a month. So I'm like, dang.
Okay.
Yeah. So that really kind of like
started stirring the pot.
Yes. And, you know, just several things happened in the span of that time that I was just like, you know, I mean, one of the big things is she did not want to stay here mm-hmm. with Jake and Sydney because she wanted to have her own place. And I, from a financial standpoint, thought that would be an absolutely terrible idea because we could save a lot of money by staying here for a little while and sure. getting somewhere we actually
wanted. And this is a nice place.
Yeah, and
this is not like a normal basement. This is like another house down here.
Right, and we could have stayed here instead of having to move into an apartment that we didn't like.
Right, this is basically a one bedroom apartment.
Right,
you can have dogs. You can have dogs down here.
Right,
me and Dave was about to plummet in for them to be able to, you know, sing.
We had a full
kitchen back here.
I was gonna say this is a lot nicer than most one bedroom apartments.
Yeah, that
you
door,
could afford,
yeah,
even in Jasper,
that door locks.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stairs.
But
did she have a job when she came down here?
Oh yeah, I got her a job over at Walker Baptist.
Oh, okay. Standpoint of Walker County.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was like, I just could not make myself grasp. We're about to put ourselves on an extremely tight budget right out of the gate by moving into a place that's not even going to be great.
Right.
Where we could stay here and save money. But she was adamant that she wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
And the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, you know, if I'm not willing to make this sacrifice, you know, is she really like, if I'm not willing to make any kind of sacrifice, because she also wanted me to come off the road, I wasn't willing to do that either.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like,
she was asking for a lot of things.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she did give up her whole life and move down here.
I was going to say, she did move but several states.
At the time, if you would have came off the road, like you said, financially, that would have hurt you because you'd been starting over making
less. Right, right.
Because you don't get cut.
I couldn't afford it at the time to come off the road. I would not be able to do that. But, and she was like okay with that. She did. She was like okay with me staying on the road for now with the idea of I would be coming off the road in the near future. Yeah. She wanted me to be home. And I, you know, I was like just putting all those together. I'm like, I'm, you know, she gave up her whole life, moved down here for me. I'm not willing to give up anything. So maybe that's a sign that
you're the problem.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm living up to the family name. What can I say?
Here's your milk.
He needs some milk.
So anyways, yes, I broke things off and she moved back home.
It was pretty quick.
Oh, right? Oh yeah.
Because I don't even know if I knew for like maybe a week.
It was a secret. Nobody said a word.
He called me and we talked about it. And then he told me he was going to bring it up to her like a couple days after our conversation. And he did. And he texted me and was like, hey, we're going to work it out. We talked about it. We're going to try and figure out how to make it work. And then like 3 or 4 days later, he texted me and Chandler.
Which was false. You never did talk to her about it. Y'all talked about some things, but you didn't really bring the whole.
I never got a chance to bring up the fact of, like, you know.
What you called me about.
Well, right. Either way, 3 or 4 days later, after you said, hey, we're going to work it out, you were like, it's over.
Yeah.
It's done. So.
Dylan pulled the Dave Chappelle. Gotcha, bitch.
It's the biggest prank he's ever pulled.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Well done. So, this is going to be technically our very last Bleacher Talk ever. I think our new podcast will probably be a little bit more structured.
I think so, too.
I think it won't be as... I think it'll still be random. Like, we're not going to stick to any one particular thing. We'll do life updates. We'll do what's going on in our own life. But I feel like we've talked about, like, doing some stories.
We went deep on this one. I think we should do, like... Like base.
Very lighthearted, base. Like have fun.
Well, it'll be like, as far as I know, it'll be week by week. So at least for me, I'm going to come in. I'm going to write topics down.
Yeah,
for
we us need to. It should be like a funny
things for us to talk about.
Yeah, weekly deal.
We
thing,
probably like, need to all come in with like you know what's going on in the world.
We should come in with topics of our own, and then we should talk about like we should look at stuff as like I'd love to talk about that. You know,
and we should all talk like. Look at everybody's topic. I think we should all do 3 topics each about what we want to talk about. And then everybody just be like, put your own views on that.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of having like 10 and everybody just put one in.
What I've always thought I would love to do is like have a segment of the podcast to be like story time. And, you know, eventually do one that it's like if we do get listeners, like have people send us their stories. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we can pull, you know.
Like the Hodge twins.
Yeah. Like
be funny.
Funny stories, yeah. Crazy stories, yeah. You know. Like just random stuff. But, you know, have fun with it. Keep it lighthearted.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that we have to, like, necessarily completely overhaul what we were doing. I think more structure would be good because that kind of is what was the downfall of our of what we
well,
did.
Well, how many times did we come in here and we're like, all right, what are we talking about?
Yeah, and then we would talk about nothing, and then Jackson would text us 2 days later and be like, "We don't have nothing." Yeah, so it wouldn't.
We need to, and this is the bad thing about it is that every one of us can all make a podcast.
Yeah,
we could all be funny and make it something.
Yeah,
and I think a big problem with what we had when we came in is that we had something to talk about.
Right,
like we were like,
you know, let's,
we always
let's
have make a this story to tell.
They were like, next week, let's make it like this.
Talking
let's
over just, each other.
Yeah. Let's just be, we come in and we have something mutual that we want to talk about and go off that, because evidently between your story, mine, his, and his, but we all jumped into four different stories on each person having been funny. You know, I think we should just come in and just kind of be like, hey, let's talk about so-and-so. Or let's talk about this right here.
We need to actually be active in our little group chat that we have.
Well, we all need to make a text.
We have one.
I'm not in it.
Yeah, you are. So one we were texting earlier.
The one that we've been texting in.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, that was today.
I forgot. Okay.
Moving forward.
I forgot about it.
That'll be it.
Look,
I can't function. I got Kindle on my mind, all right? That's all I can think of.
I'm not that bad. No.
We need to be active in the group chat, and before each week, like maybe a day or two before, it's like, hey, I'm going to come in with this story. Y'all be prepared.
I would also, too, story. Like,
we can bring people in to do it.
Well, and I've listened to other podcasts, like, and this is obviously like getting in on the video side of stuff, but even Rick and Bubba do it, even though they do stream too. But like reacting to videos, you know, like we talk about a crazy news story or something, and we play the clip of the news story.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm sure all of our listeners will be extremely excited to hear about what we think about Israel. You know,
yeah, we're gonna stay away from politics and religion.
Yeah, politics and religions will not be discussed on this podcast.
Music. I think that we should be like, hey, did y'all hear so and so sing this song? Like The Voice. Have y'all heard that Hartley guy?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, did y'all hear his song that he just sung? And be like, tell me what y'all think about it, and then like play it. But you play it on like the computer where it sounds good.
Hey, we could do like a thing where we come in. It's like, hey, song of the week. You know, we can all bring in a song.
But I mean, I've always thought too, like even like connecting my iPad and having like a soundboard and being able to play stuff from here. Like, I mean, we've got this board, which is great. We can play anything that we want to, and play it in real time, so you're not having to post-process stuff.
Right.
And
you hear Joe Rogan too, though.
Well, Joe Rogan's big thing, I mean, they talk a lot, but anytime he's talking about a particular topic, he's like, hey, pull it up on the screen.
Yeah, Rogan's
got... Well,
we can
have that too, because...
Well, Rogan's got... what's his name?
Jamie.
Rogan's got Jamie and...
A producer.
But it don't matter because...
Rogan's got a producer. If Rogan's talking to a guest and they're like... They're talking about a specific topic, and he's like, Jamie, pull that up. And then
something
they,
crazy in the Amazon.
Yeah, and then they look it up on the screen, and then they both look
it
at
is,
it. You know,
unbelievably too bright TV.
Somebody that's quick, all we got to do is just have mic stands.
Yeah, and I do
and
think
somebody's sitting right here, like Jackson, because, I mean, or you, because y'all were real quick with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Y'all have y'all's mic right here, and I get the screen's going to be right here, but do, like, something small to the side. Like, have your keyboard here and to the side, and have your mic, and be like, we'll be like, hey, did you see, like, so-and-so happen up there in the mountains? And be like, what? And
well, that's
look
what,
it up,
we,
and it's just
I mean,
right
we,
there.
We could do that, but it's – I mean, it's like we said earlier, it's like if we really plan on, like – we're in Dylan's basement, but if we really plan on turning his garage into something, we could put a screen in there.
I've got a 55-inch TV that's sitting in my house I don't use.
Yeah, and we could
HDMI. Hang it up on the wall.
I've got a laptop that I don't use anymore. Yeah. You know, we could easily do that, but it's just like it's a matter of like how much we want to put into
it. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest issue that we had with Bleacher Talk was we didn't prepare at all. Yeah. And I think that there's also, like, you don't want to prepare too much. Like, you do want to come in and, like, hey.
If we're doing it once a week, we got to have a happy medium.
But we do need some topics. I think topics is the biggest thing.
Well, as Bleacher Talk evolved, talking just specifically because this is, like, actually the last Bleacher Talk episode.
Yeah.
As Bleacher Talk evolved, it started with us three.
Mm-hmm.
You, Josh, Jackson, and Dylan. It started with us three talking about sports. And then we brought in Chandler, and it evolved into this thing where we just became like armchair philosophists, like talking about our own lives and like giving our own opinions on things.
Yeah. And we had you remember we had that one episode where we brought in the Alabama writer.
Right. We tried to do that.
We brought in some other people to tell funny stories.
We just brought in.
It was so random.
Yeah. We just did all these things that were very unfiltered and very. unorganized.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Very fly by the seat of our pants type deal.
Right.
So, and that's the thing, like the thing, I keep going back to Rick and Bubba, is just because I listen to them all the time. But the thing that makes them successful is they are not afraid to just kind of go on that edge of like, hey, here's a topic, let's just talk about it. They don't, you'll always hear them, like, they never over prepare anything. And then they also, like, they'll hold stuff from each other and be like, I'm not telling you till we get on the show. Right. And like, they'll tell stories and like, hey, this is what happened to me this weekend. Like, they have 5 hours every day to fill. You know, I think we can do, I think we can do an hour a week.
I think we could do like one day a week where we meet and we could fill an hour or two.
Yeah.
You know,
and I wonder how much Joe Rogan edits.
I don't know if he edits. I mean, his shows are like 3 hours
long. Unless there's a specific guest that he has on where they say something, he's like, hey, don't put that in. I don't think he edits at all.
Yeah. I don't think he does either.
You know, so it's just a matter of us like coming together and like actually planning between the four of us, like planning with each other what we're going to do and how we want it to go. Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
and I'm excited to get back to it on a regular basis.
Yeah, like, I am too. I'm excited to kind of like leave this chapter and like start a new one because
I feel like it's a lot different for everybody.
It is. Yeah.
I feel like we could just sit down and relax and enjoy this new podcast.
Yeah.
If, you know, if it makes it that far.
Well, I think we'll wrap this thing up and look forward to the next podcast.
Hell yeah.
I don't know exactly when it'll come out just yet.
Is there any final thoughts or memories you have of Bleacher Talk? We've done over the last, 4 years? It'll be 5 years.
It's crazy. January, it is crazy. July. Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's been that long, you know, like, it's, which obviously the past 3 years, it's been cut down to one episode a year. But to think that we started it five years ago.
We had a lot of episodes of different people bringing in.
We had some Stephen, of my favorites.
What,
Stephen M. Smith. And then
A.
we did
Smith?
M. Smith.
Stephen M. Smith.
Yeah. And then we did the podcast here with JJ and Boz.
JJ and Boz. We had Jake on a few times.
Jake was on.
One of my favorites was when you weren't here for this one, but when we got out on the boat,
the pontoon boat, the sledgehammer
story.
That was great.
I liked the process of putting together the best of episode.
That was
me and Dylan hanging out at my mom and dad's house,
and then we went to your house and actually recorded.
Did my house
stuff.
For the recording
and
of
that
the
was
best
like
of.
That was like Christmas Eve night, or the night before Christmas Eve. It was like right at Christmas time because I remember. I mean, I'm almost positive it was Christmas Eve because I was like, can we even come over? Like, your kids are, you know.
And then we the one that we did with my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That was like a little bit before Halloween.
Year. It was like a scary story night.
It was the one before Halloween.
Yeah.
It was the podcast before we did the Halloween.
It's like episode, like, I don't know, like 17 or 18.
Dad
or something
clammed
like
up.
That. Yeah. Our dad like clammed up and was like, we were talking about demons. I'm going to go inside.
Yeah.
you know,
one of the ones that makes me cringe so bad at myself, and it's in the best of, but when we're talking about Chandler and the gold MP7 on Modern Warfare 3, if you go back and listen to it, as I'm telling the story, I don't know how many times I said Modern Warfare 3. Like, just go back and listen, because every time I'm like, oh, Modern Warfare 3, and you could do this, but on Modern Warfare 3, on Modern Warfare 3, on Modern Warfare 3.
If you could count how many times, you win
$10. In like 1 minute span, go back and listen to how many times I said it. It makes me cringe just like listening to it.
Well, that's like, I know that's funny, but like, that's kind of like the beauty of like, what we've done over the last 4 years is that we started this like this thing that we just like kind of wanted to do together, but it's like kind of evolved into this like time capsule
of
our lives over the last.
It's fun to go back and listen to what we did.
Yeah,
or
like
what we were
saying. It's evolved into this time capsule of not even just like the last 4 years, but it's like from 2019 to 2023. We'll look back on Bleacher Talk, and this is just like a snapshot of our lives in this time, and we'll look back on this, and like 20 years from now, it's just funny to think that we, you know, not a lot of people have that. Not a lot of people have these recordings. We have this thing between all of us that we can go back and look on, and it's, I don't know, it's just good to have. It's just, it's good to look back on. And
we'll sit around in 20, 25 years from now and go back and like, hey, let's listen to one of those Bleacher Talks and be like, man, we sounded so different.
Even like last year, going back and listening to when we first started, I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's always when I'm driving, I'm thinking like, oh my God, you know, it's crazy. But at the same time, I'm like, well, it's just a stage of life that we're in.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. We had fun. Yeah,
there's plenty of times, you know, where I'm on a long drive and I'm like, I don't really.
It's just good to hear everything.
Yeah, I don't know what I want to listen to. It's like, I want to listen to my buddies. Yeah. So I'll look up Bleacher Talk on Spotify and I'll listen to my buddies.
What's crazy is like, you know, when we say it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but yet if you go back and listen to certain episodes, like two specifically, is our Stranger Things episode that we did. That was recapping season 3. And just think of, like, if you think about it now, think about how much time there was between season 3 and season 4.
There's 2 years
and
between.
We're almost, what, a year removed from season 4 coming out? Didn't it come out at the beginning of this year?
It was October of last year.
Oh, so it's been over a year
It's
now.
Been over a year,
so that's been, like, a minute.
Yeah.
And then another one that sticks out to me is we did the podcast at your house outside.
Yeah. That's when that video took place of me standing there. Yeah. We hadn't even cleared the land for my house yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were talking about Tua, and Tua had gotten hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just to think about, like, how much has happened, even, like, in a football aspect ever since then. Like, you know, Alabama's had three different quarterbacks since that happened. Like, Tua's been in the league for 3 years.
Yeah,
since
for people
then.
Who are, like, if there's anyone out there who's, like, a quote-unquote new listener, it's like Tua when he was at Alabama in, like, his what, like, sophomore year?
That would have been his junior year when he got hurt. Yeah, that was his last year.
Yeah. So, like, what? 4 years ago? Three,
first
4 years ago?
2019.
Was
2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, June 15th, 2019.
Well, because I think that we originally, like when the three of us were going to do it, it really was going to be a sports-based podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and I remember we talked to Chandler because Chandler
– I was going to be like an add-on.
Yeah, I mean, like you
– have like
you
a fun
you kind of keep
moment.
Up with sports, but not quite as much as we do. You know, you just kind of like to kick back and watch. So it didn't like – like appeal to him as much.
Yeah, y'all was pretty much like you come in and be like, "Yo, in the bushes."
Yeah, right.
Chandler's like, "Bama's in the championship game. All right, sweet, I'm watching." But it's like us, we're like, "Oh, Ryan Williams just committed to Alabama again." Right. You know, it's like,
well, that
Chandler's not who Ryan Williams even is. So
that memories.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm having a good time.
Chandler's like, Julio ain't on the team no more.
What?
Right.
That memories episode though is what pulled him in because I wasn't here. Yeah. So y'all did one with him.
Right.
And we did one just to do an episode because you couldn't be there.
Just to
we
fill
brought
in.
Chandler in and we didn't talk about sports at all.
Yeah.
That kind of like shifted the podcast.
Chandler's the reason why the whole podcast just shifted into this completely different thing.
And then I'm the reason why it failed.
Well, really? Yes.
Yeah. Because Josh was like, well, you know.
I'm going to go do this Walker County podcast.
I'm going to do another one that pays me.
Did that work out?
No, it didn't.
No,
they did like four episodes.
How many y'all do?
Maybe 10. Yeah, wasn't worth it.
I'd never heard of it.
Like you got the.
I've heard of Bleacher Talk though.
You got the Pass the Jar podcast. I thought that was what you was gonna be on.
No.
You did a podcast for a little bit with like you. I don't know if it was just you and Jack or you.
Me
Jack
and the boys
and
did
Harrison.
One. It was called Two Bros and a Dad.
Yeah.
Two bros chilling in a hot tub.
Y'all still do that one?
Because they're not gay.
No.
No, you're good.
Well, I think let's wrap it up because we've been going for like.
Three and a half hours.
So, but yeah,
Jackson might have 45 minutes of content and all of it.
Well, look, if you have anything else to say, anybody on Bleacher Talk, say it now because this is it.
Forever hold your peace.
This is the end. This is
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I have too.
I think it is crazy to like sit around and look at us now just to see how much
everything's changed.
How much has changed.
Yeah. I mean, even for like, you know, even though Josh is established, like the amount of things that's even changed in his life from the time. I mean, I bet 4 years ago he never would have thought that they would have had, the businesses that you have now or you'd be where you are as far as your job.
Yeah.
So,
but go back and be like, hey, you know you're going to have a bookstore and a coffee shop?
Yeah, I worked for Allstate.
You'd be like, what? Yeah. You did work at Allstate.
I worked for Allstate when we first started.
Hell
and to think about like, you know,
Where were we? Where were you? Were you still living here? I was still here, but no, I hadn't went to school.
No, yet. You hadn't started school yet. You were taking a year
off.
I just graduated high school
and I was taking a year off when we started
working at Odom's.
And you, Cham, were what were you doing? 2019.
He was plumbing.
Yeah, I was plumbing.
Yeah. Not for long because you went to Home Depot the next year, but you were still.
I was plumbing.
Yeah.
But just to think, from plumbing to Home Depot to Miller, and then I'm going on my third year now at Curry.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the song that I started on our Christmas episode.
No, it's a different one, but that is playlist it? Is on there.
Okay.
But yeah, then it's crazy to think about, like, if we are still doing this, you know, even if it's on and off again, but if we still do this another 4 years, like, where are we going to be in 4 years from now? And no, we're not going to make predictions, okay?
No more predictions.
I think that was the curse.
Yeah. But I hope we're all, I hope we're all happy.
We should.
In 4 years.
I'm happy right now.
Yeah. I hope we're all happy when we start the new podcast and eventually we're all married.
Yeah. We should put this on like its own SIM card and bury it somewhere. And like, come back 20 years later and
dig this up and dig it up.
Like the change up, piss in the fountain. Yeah. Everybody change personalities.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been fun.
It's been real.
Hey.
Off to the next chapter.
It's been real.
Unnamed podcast. Here we come.
Hey, boys. Just enjoy it.
But until then, so long, partner. If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bleacher Talk Podcast. Put your hands together for the hosts. Josh, Jackson, Chandler, and Dylan. Good night, everyone. Drive home safely.